Hi, I'm Madonna Guy with the Natural Alternative Podcast, and I'm here with Amanda Bradford and Rena Giordano. Welcome, girls, to part two. So I thought we'd just have a bit of a chat from three feminine perspectives about what's been happening in the world in the last 2 years. We're all from Australia, all from Southeast Queensland, and the shenanigans just keep on continuing. So I, from a naturopathic perspective, I have now been treating jab-damaged people for a year. And I have been curious, and I know this is not pro-vax or anti-vax, but have you seen any results with these products from that perspective, from the damage perspective?
Yeah, good question. You know, we need to be very careful there with what we say. So I'm going to say that because of where we are, I get a lot of calls with different things that are going on for people. And they're all ages, you know, from 19-year-olds that have ended up at hospital getting their heart checked through to some really good friends that same thing, you know, in their 40s, late 40s that have ended up there and even having their heart restarted and sent home the same day to increased fluid in their belly. So whether it's things like liver not functioning correctly. I've had close family members that have had temporary blindness. Really big, sad things that have happened. And, you know, it's interesting. Some have said, you know, I've obviously been shocked when they tell you initially, and now it's just that common that sometimes it's almost yeah, it's just crazy anyway how regular these things are. And you ask people if they're reporting it and sharing it, and you know what? A large percentage are not. I encourage them to go, and I know it's a pain in the backside and it's a really long, arduous process, but the doctors just don't have the time to do it, and the individuals really need to go and share this information. So that
being said, the doctors are being sort of they're having their licenses suspended if they actually do put things onto the TGA website. So unfortunately doctors' hands are tied as well here in Australia.
They really are, absolutely. You know, so that being said, I think that, you know, there's a lot of great information out there now where people can supplement their body and clean their body up a bit to a degree with the different protocols. And the one thing to know about Redox is to, you know, just go to PubMed and type in, you know, peer-reviewed articles. You can type in there Redox signaling and you'll find over 50,000 articles. And you can even be more specific. So you could put in things like Redox signaling cardiovascular, Redox signaling cancer, Redox signaling neurodegenerative diseases. And you can just actually, there is one, I have to send it to you, Madonna, that talks about long COVID and Redox. And Redox. So there's papers that come out.
That's the one I think you mentioned to me, actually.
Yeah.
Because what people, you know, because the spike protein in both the COVID disease as well as the vaccines, they're the same. That's what the scientists thought 2 years ago. If they put that in the vaccine, it would be an innocuous little part of the virus that would basically build a little bit of immunity via the vaccination. And what they're finding is, unfortunately, now that spike protein seems to be the part that actually causes most of the damage. So, and because it's certainly here in Australia, because we've got three, we've got Astra, mRNA, Moderna and Pfizer, because the two mRNA vaccines, they're actually telling your body to create some of these spike proteins. We don't know how many, we don't know how often, we don't know how long that's going to go on for. So I do think anything we can do on that daily basis. And from a naturopathic perspective, things are getting harder to treat in the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Every year it's been more challenging to get people's health back under control. And there's so much more going on now. The whole 5G thing. Do you have you got clients who are sensitive to 5G? And EMFs, like, has that been something you've...
No, not in particular that I've picked up.
Not particularly?
Up to testing,
Like
that.
Yeah,
I am personally. personally, yeah, I can feel it. And, you know, it's interesting. There are certain times of the day and certain locations where I can feel it even more.
Interesting.
So, yeah, yeah. And early morning is one of them. Early mornings, as in when we should be sleeping, is one when I can have moments.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, very interesting. So there's a lot of different things that, you know, I don't know if they really all work totally, but I have pretty much everything that's on the market for.
Amanda, could you just briefly explain or share how you feel? Like, what does that feel like, you know, just for someone that might?
Yeah, it's almost like inside I can feel maybe like mentally, like it could be brain fog. Maybe just feeling a bit off. That's probably the best way I can describe it. Just not myself. Yeah. Just and like, yeah.
That subtle kind of sense, yes, isn't it?
It is.
It can be piercing for some people. Like, right, some people get migraines and things from too much EMFs and 5G. Yeah. You know, and I know down in the valleys, you know, just over the New South Wales border, when you're in a valley, generally you've got worse coverage with your Wi-Fi and EMFs. So your phones don't work as well. Your computers don't work as well.
No.
And, like, there was one client who had she'd gone all over Australia trying to find someone. Her family was in Western Australia and she was living in the Tweed Valley because that was the area she got the least amount of pain. And Dr. Charles Krebs, one of my gurus in the kinesiology world, he went to see her at home for some treatments and he thought he had his phone off. But the second he was about a kilometer away from her house and she started getting these migraines, by the time he was at the fence, it was just so piercing. And she just had to come out and she said, "Can you please turn your phone off?" And he, very embarrassed, pulled it out and said, "But it's off." It was still on airplane mode.
Ah, yes, yes.
So even airplane mode still releases. Yes.
I agree with that. Yeah, I do feel that one too.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
It might have been safer a few years ago. I think they've changed.
Things have changed. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, definitely can feel the difference lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it just does make me wonder because we're definitely messing with the electrical energy on the planet, you know, with all of the satellites in the sky and the 5G everywhere, and the 5G is the widest bandwidth it's ever been, you know, so everyone thinks it's just a step up from 4G, but it's a totally different technology.
You know, it was interesting when we went into lockdown and we were released, went for a drive across town, and one of the shopping centres here looked up and there was this massive tower that wasn't there 2 weeks ago. That was my first discovery to them.
Interesting.
And then seeing, you just see them then pop up all over the place, so they have to have an impact. They can't not be doing something.
And can you see them from your house, just out of curiosity?
No, but they're not far.
Yeah, okay. Because I was at a metagenic seminar about 5 years ago, and one of the Australian leaders in Wi-Fi technology and the damage that it has with fertility, I cannot remember her name, but she started off as a naturopath and went into all this electrical, chemical challenges with the body. Anyway, she was amazing. And she was saying that, firstly, if you can see a cell tower, in her terms, not mine, but if you can see it from your window, you have hardly any chance of conceiving or holding a baby, the amount of energy that's just coming in through the bedroom. So she ended up telling her hubby that they needed to shift their, you know, their bedroom down into the basement. He's like, "I'm not doing that." She goes, "Well, no more sex for you."
Yeah, yeah, nice. So if you want it, you know where it is. Out.
Quick smart. anyway, love they it. Got a few more babies.
I was going to say, did they have a baby yet?
Yeah, they did. They did. Yeah, they did. It. But love she was it. Sort of saying that it's amazing that for whatever reason, and she didn't have a reason, but they do actually change the voltage of the Wi-Fi towers regularly.
Okay, well, that's what I notice. I can tell different parts of the town and different times of the day, I can feel it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
And there's a doctor I follow from Canada. whose name escaped me, Dr. David someone, but he was saying that him and his family would all wake up at migraines in Canada, going back a year or so ago, at about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And he said, that's weird. We're not migraine people. And sure enough, recently they just popped up a nice little tower. So that's I wonder the ASEA, whether or not it helps. Like, I wonder how it helps from that perspective, because I know that when we use anything that helps with the cell membranes, you're going to be allowing, you know, a release of electrical energy that builds up. And electrical energy, like EMFs, it actually attracts histamine to the area. Mm-hmm. Now, histamine's a neurotransmitter. Yes, we know about it because of antihistamines with people's allergies and asthma and stuff like that. But it's actually a really important nutrient in the body. Mm. It's an amino acid. It's a nutrient. It's a neurotransmitter. It's taken to areas in the body that need healing.
Yes.
And then when we're taking antihistamines, we're just shutting down an entire system of the body.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that that double-blinded placebo study did on the gene study, it showed that underneath one of those pathways was another 15. And in there was things like insulin signaling, fertility genes, serotonin, circadian rhythm, and the NRF2 pathway, increasing your glutathione. So in that study, you know, we can take supplements, but our body naturally has its master antioxidant working. And it showed that it increased your glutathione by between 500 and 800% naturally by, So...
And glutathione is a major nutrient that the liver needs to detox, and it's involved in every cell in the body. It's involved in energy production. It's involved in huge amounts of detoxification. Exactly. When it's not working, our mitochondria isn't working.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, so from your point of view, how are you seeing people come through your clinic? Are you able to help?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So the biggest... See, symptoms I'm seeing are heart issues, and that's every man and his dog.
Yeah.
And both, I've had several
both female
people,
and male? Or
yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I know the stat, Dr. Peter McCullough, he says it's about 80% men and 20% women. Maybe it's just because I do have more like 70% women in my clinic.
Right.
So maybe I am just seeing more women. My sister-in-law has had 7 stroke-like days since her second AstraZeneca shot, and it might be coincidence. Maybe she's had COVID, but certainly with the bioresonance, it shows lots of vaccine toxins, you know, in lots of systems in her body.
Yeah. But that's all showing up in your machine.
Yes. Yeah, so it shows, and it shows SARS coronavirus, MERS coronavirus, and coronavirus, but all of those are part of the spike protein as well. So because this has been a long-term scientific project, you know, there's a lot in the jabs.
But and it's new technology. I mean, you know, mRNA,
it's new technology for humans.
Correct.
They've been experimenting on animals for 20 years with it.
So, and the trial for us isn't over until next year.
So the mRNA technology itself, they've used in things like cancer, but they've never used it as a vaccine. And Robert Malone talks a lot about that, that he developed this mRNA technology back in the 80s, like 1985 or something. So it has been the that technology as a platform has been used for some time, but certainly as a jab, it has not been used in humans ever.
So, yeah, we're seeing a lot of new things pop up.
And then when I'm doing the bioresonance, I do find a lot of inflammation in the... in the nerve, in the nerves, in the brain. So it'll sort of point out whether it's a glossopharyngeal nerve or whether it's a trigeminal nerve, or so it'll sort of show, you know, certain nerves in the brain, cranial nerves that are really inflamed.
David.
Yes.
You know, like he's a perfect example. And just the frustration, you know, he was, he's a very loyal client. So he'll come see me every week. You know, he's been seeing...
We've known him for 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing. At least. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
And so he's had his 2, right?
Modernas.
Yep. And also his mum, which is a very sad story. But, you know, since he's had the two, and he's expressed this, you know, every week, he feels like he went backwards with his, you know, ongoing massage. And it's from that, because his body was taken back quite a lot, especially with his nerves and just that brain fog and his mobility and his joint movement, you know.
It's interesting you use that word, taken back, because I've heard that too come out of a lot of people's mouths. They're like, I might have been getting on top of things before and they've now come back. Or the other word that they're using is come back with a vengeance. And that's the person's word. Like, you know, this is, that came from somebody who'd had some abnormal cells removed from their lip and they were in the clear. And now all of a sudden it came back with a vengeance, is what they said. And they've had to go back in and have that whole lot removed from.
There's a Dr. Ryan Cole in America. I don't know whether you've come across him, but he's a pathologist of 20 years. He's done over 300,000 pathology diagnoses, you know, in his career. And when he first started watching things happening at the beginning of 2021, not 2020, through you know, it was the beginning of 2021, and he started seeing cancer rates go through the roof and of every sort. And what they have now, there's some study out of Sweden, some Chinese researchers in study, and they have found five cancer genes, anti-cancer genes, that get switched off or deleted with the jabs. So if the jab toxins get inside the mitochondria in the cells and actually delete these genes, then we don't have, well, there are hundreds of cancer genes, but at the very least they're starting to see that some genes are switched off or deleted. They're starting to find our ability to heal is switched off or deleted. So we need something going on in the body that has really big guns to come back out and start flipping that around again.
That's exactly what that genetic study showed, was that it was turning genes back on that had been switched off or vice versa.
Yes.
And that was before all of this. So, you know, now going forward, you know, it's still early days. Yes, there are people that have found that it's helped. But for the long term, like, we've got time has to pass, and, you know, we need to look back and go, you know what, that was a significant help in those people's bodies at that time.
Yeah,
being able to, you know, add in an extra component. So Redox is working, right? Like our mobile phone, you know, we've got five bars of signal and we can hear each other clearly, or we get down to one bar of signal and, you know, generally that's in our 90s. But if we've had the other components added into our body and it's turned off genes, and that signal now for some people, instead of being in their 90s and having a signal, low signal, you know, some of them are 20s, 30s, 40s, and they've got low signal. So the whole point of our redox in our body and amplifying that signal is so that the body can communicate and do whatever it is that it needs to do in there. So each time we you know, apply that to our body, we're amplifying the signal back to five bars for a period of time. And then, of course, if we're really regular with those five bars and keep those five bars up, it allows our body to have the tools to be able to work with what it has to do. You know, I mean, it's not a wonder. You don't, you know, you don't just do something once. We don't go exercise once and we've got beautiful muscles. You know, we do need to be consistent in the things that we do.
And it's something that people might not understand is that the body doesn't do anything stupid. So the body is constantly trying to get back into homeostasis.
Right.
If we've got high cholesterol, let's talk about cholesterol for a second, because it's one of the most misunderstood nutrients on the planet. And it could be because it's a $3 trillion industry, but it might not be. So cholesterol heals the brain. Cholesterol heals the capillaries in your body. Cholesterol heal. It's a nutrient. It's amazing. It's the core of every hormone in your body. You can't make any hormones without cholesterol. So when your cholesterol is up, you need to ask your body, what am I doing that's making my cholesterol raise? My liver makes over 90% of my cholesterol. So what am I doing that I need more cholesterol? Do I need more hormones? Am I too stressed? Am I having too much sugar? You know, what is it?
Exactly.
So the body doesn't do stupid things. So if we can get the body working well,
that's it.
you know, from that cellular communication perspective, it's quite an amazing feat.
It's phenomenal. Right?
That foundational level.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exciting. That's, you know, to me, that's been our hope in all of this, is that we've actually know of something now. And I just feel amazingly blessed isn't the right word, but, you know, for the sake of lack of words, to actually have had this come into my life 5 years ago, because it's given me the time to be able to research it, to see people get results around me, to be able to have the opportunity to travel and meet the company to make sure that they are who they say they are, and to now be in this position to see people that need help. One, health, huge, but also financially. You know, the impact on people that now can't go and do their job is huge. We are one of them, you know. My hubby works in education, and in Queensland, you can't go to work if you haven't complied. And that was from December last year. So that is, you know, and I think the world in a way at the moment, because they're distracted over elections and different things, you know, they've forgotten that there is a portion of our population that is still living under this tyrannical regime, really.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, they don't understand.
And I assume you've heard about the pandemic treaty.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I might just mention it, because there are some petitions out there. I don't think they're going to do anything, but because it feels like it's a done deal.
Yes.
You know, because
it does.
You know, 194 countries are likely to sign up to it next week.
Oh, but the 22nd, isn't it?
Yeah, between the 22nd and 28th. Yeah, that's right. So, and we've already had both of our main contenders, good old ScoMo and Albo, both come out and say that they will be signing it. They believe the World Health Organization is, you know, the most important.
Yeah.
Because what it's going to do is give away our national sovereignty to the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
So the next time they call a pandemic, and they've changed the definition of pandemic several times over the last dozen years. So these days, for them to call a pandemic, there actually don't need to be any deaths. It does not need to be worldwide. Now, they're not likely to get away with it, but if we sign to this, which it looks like we will, they can call a pandemic of hepatitis. Mm. You know, the hepatitis in children that's happening around the world at the moment.
That's an interesting coincidence, isn't it?
In Ireland, they were looking at them, and that they were babies, and there was a whole bunch of babies that they looked at. None of them were jabbed for the COVID, but all of the mothers had been jabbed for the COVID.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot, you know, it's just awful.
It is.
And they're looking for this disease of, but I've been saying to people for 30 years, hepatitis just means inflammation of the liver. That's what it means. Mm-hmm. They're always trying to find a infection, because if they can find an infection, they can create a
drug,
they can create more, you know, revenue.
Yes, that's right.
So if this treaty goes through, which I suspect it will, it wasn't supposed to be till August. They keep on bringing it back through. Initially, I'd heard 2024, and then I heard August 2022. Mm-hmm. Now you hear about May next week, and you're just like, man,
what?
It's giving away a country's right to sovereignty to choose what they do if they get a disease. They're also trying to change pandemics so that it can include things like diabetes, heart disease, cancer. So therefore, our doctors won't have a choice of how we treat things. Yeah. I, Madonna, might get breast cancer and have no choice but to do what the World Health Organization tells me to do.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, some people don't want to do the treatment. Some people are happy to just let their body do what it needs to do one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the thing. I think, you know, some people are happy with being told.
Status quo.
With their body. But they don't realise that, you know, this is the start of the end for every freedom to work, to buy the food you want to buy. You know, how do you want to raise your children? Well, that went a long time ago, that one. But
yes,
you know,
no jab, no play.
Yeah. So, you know, like it is, it affects every part of our life. And unless we all stand up together then, you know, we're not, we are bigger than them. We can, but is it enough people seeing the fact that they need to maybe make some sacrifices in the short term?
I don't think that our rallies are going to disappear anytime soon. George Christensen and Malcolm Roberts did an interview last night. I have not watched it yet, but they were talking about the digital identity bill, the pandemic treaty, and a third thing to do with our freedom. Can't remember what the third thing was. But basically, the digital identity bill, on the 1st of July this year in Europe, they're going to be implementing their next level of vaccine passport.
Yeah.
So over 20 member states will be signing on to that. Belgium has been putting ATMs in the last month or two that mean that you can't get money out of the ATM unless you've been jabbed.
Yes.
So
yes.
People who think this is all falling back and, you know, it's coming back to normal and, you know, we haven't had our election yet.
No, exactly.
It hasn't been signed yet.
No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. And for those that were happy to do the one or two, it's now we've approved four and five.
Yes. And they've changed the definition in the States so that for a start, fully jabbed is a three course instead of two, or one with J&J in America.
Yeah.
But I've got a cousin whose fiance is coming into Australia soon from the Philippines, and she had to have four jabs before being allowed into Australia. So she originally had a J&J because it was a one-shot wonder. Mm. Then they said, no, 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 you need two. So she had the J&J second one, second-shot wonder. Then she needed to get a booster, and now she needs a second booster or she's not allowed into Australia.
Yeah.
So,
and I can understand people, you know, thinking that, all right, the first one or the second one, right, is possibly going to help, especially if they haven't done any research. But just
or especially if they were believing the media and the politicians who were saying, yep, it's 100% effective or 94%.
But to go on and have to have something every few months, like at some point we have to realise that seriously, is this how is this going to affect our bodies long term? I don't know. I just pray that people ask questions,
you know, just in their own mind, they'll ask the questions like, this doesn't make sense. And they'll.
Yeah, I pray they do. I really pray they do.
Because a lot of people still aren't asking the questions.
No, and we're the ones who are seeing the result of it.
Yes.
And, you know, when you get a young mum like our age, come and have Bell's palsy now, you know, and.
Or dying.
Oh, that too.
And then they're blaming it on her lifestyle and all sorts of things. The latest one I heard, you know, because every time I see an article, I think, oh my gosh, now they're blaming it on that.
Mm.
So they will say, now they're saying that you can't do aspirin when you're pregnant. It's causing strokes and heart attacks.
Mm.
And I thought, I've never had a woman in 30 years who's seen me who's had a heart attack or a stroke because she took an aspirin.
No. Yeah. You
start putting experimental jabs into people and anything can happen because they don't know.
No,
and with David, that's right. With his Parkinson's symptoms, you know, after that second jab, they were just, you know, continuing saying, you know, it's your Parkinson's, it's just getting worse, you know, it's
right,
you know, just normal.
And they're pushing him for his third.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
It is.
Yeah, so really I've also had massive loads of rashes in my clinic, you know, so and that sort of is the micro blood clots that tends to happen because of some of the ingredients. Yeah. And people can get a D-dimer test.
Yes.
So if they've got long COVID or they've been having issues since their jabs, D-dimer is something they can do. It finds microcapillary blood clotting. Yeah. A lot of new doctors don't even know what it is. It's an old-fashioned test.
Yeah.
So, of course, if you've got a normal blood clot, then they can do a scan and find, you've got a 5-centimeter blood clot in your arm. But microcapillary blood clotting, it's what it sounds like. It's so tiny, scans don't show it.
No,
they've got to look for something specific.
Yeah, yeah. Can I ask you, can we jump to women's health? How are you finding periods and things like that through your clinic? Because most of
my women are already on supplements. So the ones with things like endometriosis and fibroids, and I try to be very gentle with my clients. I don't want to say anything that makes them feel bad for doing something that the government decrees, of course. But I have a 60-year-old cousin who's been bleeding for months now. I had one of my cousins lose a baby at 5 months. I've had, there's lots of people who have just sort of all of a sudden their periods have come on and just have not been able to stop, or it's heavier than normal. All within normal range. You know, I have heard people saying that it's happening around the world, you know, from 8 months up to 90 years old.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that specific. The oldest person I know is my cousin. Actually, she's about 63, but, you know, hasn't had them in 15 years.
Yeah, right.
She works with Qantas, so she's up to number.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number four. Yeah.
Is she fine?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I think.
Definitely seeing that. And hearing that.
That's how they're sort of getting to people. They, you know, whereas I'm sort of like, well, if you're going to tell me not to travel, I'm not going to travel. You know, I've been watching these studies right from the start.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, before, you know, I'm reading the Dr. Anthony Fauci book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And the bit I was reading last night was how they manipulated the data to make the FDA approve it in the States and then, of course, around the world. And it was, there were 20, have you heard this story? There were 22,000 in each group. So double-blind placebo, supposedly. And so it was supposed to be 6 months, but halfway through they actually started giving the placebo group the vaccine. So they knew who they were. It was not a double-blind placebo study like they claimed. Otherwise they wouldn't have magically been able to start offering it to all of the placebo group.
Yes.
There were seven categories at the beginning of the study. There were only three at the end. They hid so much data. But one of the things that, so with 22,000 people in each group, within the 6 months, two people in the placebo group, one person in the vaccinated group got COVID. So therefore they said the vaccinated group was 100% more effective because this group got two and this group got one. What they're supposed to do with these scientific trials is also look at all-cause mortality. So with a new drug, anything can happen. So just one of the examples. So there were deaths. There were about 14 deaths in the placebo group throughout the 6 months and 20 deaths in the non-placebo group. And once again, the placebo was still another vaccine. It wasn't an actual placebo, but that's beside the point. So there were 14 in the placebo group and 20 deaths in the non-placebo. And five of those were heart attacks.
Wow.
So that that says out of 22,000 people, five have heart attacks. That's one in 4,000. In the placebo group, there was one heart attack. That's one in 22,000. Might not have had anything to do with it, but nonetheless, that's all-cause mortality was increased by 42% in the vaccinated group to the unvaccinated group.
Yeah. And, you know, those percentages, I must know most of them. That's happening because, you know, between you and I, we've seen it happening in real life to the people that we love and care about.
Yes.
So
exactly.
You know, the percentages either are just in our little vicinity or they're not maybe exactly.
Yeah. And doctors who don't believe in vaccine damage, which is far and wide.
Yeah.
So both my brother and my cousin, neither of them believe in vaccine damage at all. And so I've argued, at least with him, she's just not talking to me, but with my brother, I've said, they're not going to come to you. If they've had vaccine damage, they won't come to you because they know what you will say. They're going to go to a functional medicine doctor who has seen this his whole career because he asks the question. If you don't ask the question, you're not going to find out.
No.
So it's a total lack of transparency and a lack of interest in what's really going on that's allowing this to continue as long as it has.
And unfortunate because I have a GP or had a GP that chose to forgo his career. Which is unfortunate for a lot of us because he was a very good man. And so, yeah, look, we're not making decisions based on airy-fairy, you know, things. We are informed. We have it from, although there may not be many doctors that admit it, there are those that are, and that's the advice that we're taking. And you're right, we the people that we love and care about have done what they've done, and our I think going forward now is looking for ways to be able to support and help in that area.
And I'm sure in their heart of hearts they know what's happened, even if they're still in denial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I know that we could probably chat all day. Should we have part three sometime? Because I'm assuming Renegy's got clients sitting down there waiting for you.
Yeah. No, that one I did this morning at 8:15. Okay. Yeah. No,
oh,
no,
you
no.
do too.
But that's cool. But I will add these products to my scan lists, and I'll see what happens, and I'll get back to you girls.
Love to hear how you go with that. Yeah. With the bio, yeah.
Any final words of wisdom for people's health? Like, what would you like to say to people to finish off?
You know, for me, I think it's about, and it always has been, is about listening to your inner self and being courageous enough to follow it, because I think that's the biggest thing right now, is that we are going, you know, against the stream big time by standing up for what is just busting inside us. And I just, you know, and that takes courage. So yeah, my biggest thing would be just find people that can, that really do care about you and support. And like you said, you know, you've got relatives that may not come to you now because they know the way you feel. To me, they need to just pull that aside, because at the end of the day, you love and care for them and you want to help them. And you're not going to be rubbing anything in anyone's face. We just need to hurry up and get on top of it faster than, you know, their pride maybe can admit. We need to move fast. So
thank you. And Renegy, what would you like to say?
You know, one big thing that just always comes back to me in my beliefs is that, you know, it's just always important to remember that that we have potential, like a lot of potential, just as human beings, and remembering that we have that, you know, and just that we can support that. We're our own inner doctors, you know, we have our own inner doctors. And definitely, Amanda, like listening to that and just being in tune, and also just being open as well to, you know, other people's perspectives and listening to their stories and their experiences, you know, ideally. And ultimately, that's what's going to be, you know, shared amongst the people, and you know,
exactly.
We're going to listen and
yeah.
share with each other, you know, our experiences and help each other out.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's right.
And I have such a huge admiration for anyone in natural therapies who's managed to go against the stream. Because it isn't easy.
No.
You know, in the last 2 years, like you know, I started studying 30 years ago. It's been harder in the last 2 years than it's been my whole career.
Yeah.
Now, there's been ebbs and flows, you know, where doctors like us, doctors hate us, doctors like us, doctors hate us. But the last 2 years with the whole propaganda, misinformation, malinformation, disinformation, whatever you want to call it, that's on us. You know, like we're the ones not allowed to put out information about how the body heals. We're the ones not allowed to talk about sunshine. We're the ones not allowed to talk about, you know, exercising and losing weight and looking after your diet. So it's very interesting being on this side of the propaganda game and feeling how strong the other side is. And as we know, at this point, anyone who hasn't succumbed, you know, we're all powerful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, but it's hard, you know, it has been challenging.
Yeah. Oh, huge,
you know, there's people
huge. Mentally, physically,
absolutely have lost their houses and cars and marriages if they hadn't have done it.
Yes,
the propaganda war has been real.
There was one thing too, I was listening to Rob, your and Rob's podcast, and he mentioned he believed that, you know, World War III is already happening, but it's on that level.
Yeah,
you know? It's on that very...
Yeah, I believe that too. I've been saying that from the start. World War III is here, and it's psychological.
Yes. Mm. And physical.
And physical. It's become physical.
Yeah.
Genetic.
And genetic.
Just that we don't have the normal that we're used to seeing when there's a war, you know. It's not as obvious to some. Yeah.
But it's the same people who have been driving the wars forever.
Yeah, that's right. It's exactly right. Yeah. And I admire you for what you're doing, Madonna. I think it's really important that people that have, you know, gone through all of this last 2 years and come out the other end and have found a way to be able to, you know, impact people's lives, like doing this podcast. I believe that's new for you. You know, what a great, to do that is great. And then just speak out and say what you're doing and give people a platform to be able to share is phenomenal. So thank you very much for having us.
You're absolutely welcome. Thank you, ladies. That's been wonderful. Amanda Bradford, Renata Yordano, so lovely having you here today. And I'll get this up as soon as I can, especially with the election coming up.
If we
can, you know, open a few minds before Saturday, that would be wonderful too.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well done. Well, I will get to see you, Renata, on Saturday as well.
Yes.
So I'm going to vote today.
Hopefully the weather's not too bad.
I know, right? I know. Just stay away until we can get through on the roads and back again.
Yeah.
All right. Well, off to vote, girls, so that we're free on Saturday.
Beautiful. Okay, take care. Nice having you all with us in the audience, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Lovely.
Bye.